I've decided to change my podcast. Now, the name of the podcast is still obviously the Kenya Kelly podcast, but one of the things about me is that I love business. I love marketing my business, but I'm really like, I feel so multifaceted and I want to talk about different things. Now, I know that you're listening to this and you're like, wait a minute, is she going to go true crime? No, we're not going to go true crime. I already have my ministry podcast, You, Me, and Jesus, so we're not going to go super religious here, even though y'all know I love me some Jesus. But I wanted to have a conversation with you about why I am changing my podcast, what you can expect, and if you're a listener and or watcher and you want to be on it, let me know. Welcome to the Kenya Kelly podcast, because that's me. Every single week, we will be here talking about business, marketing your business, as well as life and anything that can throw at us. Because one thing I know is that when I've been building my business, I am involved in my business. And so I like to help people understand what it all is going to take to build a successful business and have a balanced life. And so here on the podcast, some of the days you're going to absolutely love me. And then other days, you're going to want to throw me away with the trash because you don't want to be bothered with me. But either way, you're going to get your whole life together when you're here on this podcast. So I encourage you to grab your tea and grab your coffee because the Kenya Kelly podcast is here. So welcome back to the episode of the Kenya Kelly podcast where we used to talk about all things business, marketing your business, but we also talk about having a balanced life. And today I want to have a conversation about why I am changing up my podcast. So a couple things. First off, I started this podcast back in, I think it was 2018 in my closet. And I started it because I wanted to just have a podcast and I just talked and I never really put a lot of attention to it. I never really, I just wanted to talk and I wanted to teach or whatever. I was never very strategic or intentional when it came to my podcast because I just wanted to have one. And then I fell off for quite a while when I was in Redding, California for whatever reason. I've now been consistent for at least a year, 2 years, like putting out content each week about my podcast and then sharing it on our YouTube channel. Well, recently I went to Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles and it was all about podcasting and I was just surrounded by podcasters all day, every day. And as I was talking with them and seeing what all the different shows were about, I found myself having this feeling of, yeah, I really want to talk about more things than just business, marketing my business and whatever. But I felt like I had this tension of like, well, what are the people going to say or think that are currently listening? Now, it's not a whole lot of people listening to the show. It's just not. I am so glad that you do. I love you. Thank you so much for listening and watching. But it's not a whole lot. And I decided, okay, I'm going to do a poll on my Insta story and see what do people want me to talk about on my podcast. And I asked them to vote personal development or business or marketing, or business and marketing and personal stuff. And it was a resounding personal and business stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and I'm a big believer and advocate of ask your audience. What do they want? What do they want to experience? What do they want to hear? What do they want to know? And I think that you were feeling the same way I was feeling in terms of, I like this, but I also want to know more about her or what she wants to talk about. So I am revamping the show and it's like, it's in process. I'm like trying to figure out the way that I want to go at it. I do want to start doing a lot more interviews with amazing people around business, themselves, their lives, and all the type of stuff. I do want to I could see myself setting up something where you can like submit a recording and I can play a recording over top the podcast and then I can answer it. I do see myself like finding things on the internet and stories and playing them or reading them and then offering my insights with that, whether it's about business or personal stuff like that. But I'm not like, I'm trying to figure out where it's really going to go with that. So I'm not 100% sure, but the number one thing that I am sure about is I don't want the Key and Kelly podcast to just stay focused 100% on business and marketing, because I am like, when you really get a chance to talk to me offline, I talk about business, but I talk about love, loving yourself, loving people, connecting with people, my love for animals, my love for being outside, learning about fashion, learning about makeup, me, like just you start hearing me and as a regular person, that's not just a business person. And I'm like, I want to talk about some of those things. So I am in the process of figuring out exactly what the show is going to be about, like what you can expect in the show. But here's what I want to do, because this is a show where I get to talk, but it's a show where you get to listen, learn, engage, and all that type of stuff. So in order for me to give you what it is you want, what you want to experience, or what you want me to talk about, or who you want me to bring on, I need to hear from you. And so I want to ask you to do me a favor. This is a very short episode. I want you to go to any of my socials, whether it's Facebook, it's Instagram, or my inbox, Kenya at KenyaKelly.com, wherever you want to. And I want you to tell me what you want to hear. Who do you want me to interview? Now, listen, I do not have pull with celebrities. I don't have pull with famous people. Like, I'm not Lewis Howe, Jay Shetty. Like, you know what I mean? So maybe God will open those doors. So if you put those down, we'll believe together, right? But I really just want to know what you want to hear, because I want to talk about business, but I also want to talk about how someone is navigating balance with having children, with having a marriage or dating as they're running a business, like entrepreneurs. You know, I want to hear their stories, rags to riches. I want to hear about where they started and like what is their mental process around it and how do they see their business now? Like, are they finding themselves realizing that they actually should be in therapy and they're not, or that they're learning that they had to set boundaries and why they, you know, I want to like navigate that, because I'm still an entrepreneur, but I want to have it like it's more about the whole person and not just these tips and tricks on how to get to 100,000 LinkedIn followers or 100,000 Instagram followers. You know what I mean? Because I like to see people. I like people to see me, and I like for them to see that I see them. And so I feel like this is my opportunity to really turn this into like my talk show that I've always wanted to have, so to speak. And I want you to come along that journey with me, but I want you to tell me what you want to experience, who you want to hear, topics you want to hear, and all that. So that is it for this episode of the Key and Kelly podcast, as we revamp. So tell me on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, or you can send me a personal email at Kenya@KeyandKelly.com. You can inbox me on TikTok. Anywhere there's inboxes, you can inbox me. But my email, I check my own. So Kenya@KeyandKelly.com, and let me know. Okay. So thank you so much for listening and watching.
Thanks for listening to the Key and Kelly podcast. I'm always honored and thankful each time you choose to download and listen to an episode of this podcast, but also when you choose to share it with a friend. Because one of the things that I know is that when I was building my business, it was so important for me to be surrounded by like-minded people. And so when you choose to share our content with your friends, it allows them to be in our space as well, where we can nurture and mentor them as well. And we can just make some new friends. So if you wouldn't mind sharing, I would appreciate it so very much. But in addition to that, if you would do us a huge favor by writing a review and giving us 5 stars, it's going to tell Spotify, iTunes, and all the places that people are enjoying this podcast and that they should share it with more people. And so please share, please write a review, and thank you so much for listening.